The risk of trading futures and options can be substantial. All information, publications, and material used and distributed by Advanced Trading Incorporated shall be construed as solicitation. ATI does not maintain an independent research department as defined in CFTC Regulation 1.71. Information obtained from third-party sources is believed to be reliable, but its accuracy is not guaranteed by Advanced Trading Incorporated. Past performance is not necessarily indicative of future results.
Oh, my Lions and Tigers, would you look at that. 100th episode going live. Tommy Grisafi, Connor Bridgman, Brady Huck. Woo, look at them partying. Hands up, celebrating. 100th live stream. We did it. And did we ever think we wouldn't? Well, let's get in the show. Producer Joe, thanks for popping that up. Mr. Rick there. We got a whole crew here. Let's bring those guys in first before we bring in. Let's do a little free-for-all. Who's on the set today? Brady's actually sick, and he must be really sick because he didn't show up to celebrate. That boy doesn't miss a party. There's Rick down in corporate. My brother Joe hanging out at his house. He's got his ATI Pro Media hat on and a sweatshirt. God knows if there's anything else on. Probably in this live episode, no one's wearing full-length pants, but we're here.
Since Brady's not here, I'll do my Brady impression.
Oh my God, that guy should be on a beer commercial or something.
Congratulations, guys! You pulled it off. Congratulations!
Thanks, guys. Probably actually the 140th we've done. We did a bunch practicing. And
we should air some of those early ones.
I don't know about that, Rick.
I think if those, we'll make a blooper reel for Christmas.
There you go.
And Joe and Rick switch, do all types of stuff. We're on TikTok. We do YouTube shorts. We take this content, repurpose it. We come up with titles. Rick does graphics. Rick is always reminding us, shut off your browsers, shut off your ringer on your phone, and get ready to go. So a lot more goes into this than people may realize. And I can tell you from someone who spent 5 days doing real TV that it takes an army. So you see the face, you don't see the people behind us. We have a few other people who have helped us. Kat's been helping us a lot with thumbnails and onboarding people with ATI Pro Media Premium. We have a consulting group who's been great, Inspire. They've been working from the back end. We have employee owners. Advanced Trading is owned by about 60 employee owners, and they've been extremely supportive. So we thank everyone with that. Connor B., real quick, what's been your favorite part of doing the show?
Yeah, I love just wait. I love the grind's the wrong word, but just waking up, right? We're going to start doing research. The texts start coming in. Sometimes the texts start coming in the night before, especially from Tommy. But I love just building the show. Then we film it, and then we talk about it for 5-10 minutes after the show. So I just like doing it every day. Great working with you guys. It's been a ton of fun.
Rick?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of, like I said, there's a lot that goes on behind the scenes that people have no appreciation for unless you do it.
Like your virtual background? Look at that. Yeah. Rick's sitting in a closet that's about 2 feet deep right now. That is pretty cool. It actually looks better than the real sets. Joe is sitting in his real house. So, pretty cool what you can do with technology, Rick. I wanted to tell you last night, I was going to send you one of those 10 o'clock texts. That conference that was in Las Vegas, remind me to send you the video of that. I think it's called NAB, National Association of Broadcasters. And I have some great footage of that, of very influential live streamers who went to NAB and said this, this year going to NAB changed their life. And this one live streamer, I'll send you the video. It was like he found his new religion. And I don't think we're going back to traditional TV or media. I just spent a week working on one of the best TV channels there is out there, and it's great. I think this is great also. So what do you think of that, Mr. Rick?
I think it's great. And I must say that producer Joe carries a tremendous amount of the weight every day, and he's one of those hidden figures, if you will.
Well, we'll see. He's going to take a week off, so we'll see if the show goes on, right? Everyone's replaceable, myself included, but it is fun to do this every day. Joe, any thoughts? You were in this in the beginning. Remember when I said, you're going to be the producer? You go, of what? And here you are.
I really enjoy bringing education to anybody who watches. So finding information to bring to the show so that you guys can talk clearly about it and educate our farmers, educate the people who are interested. The education part of it is so enjoyable because this is the new way of getting to everybody. Going in and saying, hey, I'm going to go meet with these three farmers over in Iowa, may not always be conducive with them, their work schedules, with travel schedules and everything else. They can see us at any time they want to see us. They can ask questions, which we really love the questions because the questions help educate other farmers. And it's just so enjoyable. You know, it might be a little bit of a grind sometimes. You know, we've done 100, basically 160 episodes in a row. So yes, it gets a little bit because you're spending an hour to 2 hours a day being prepared and then processing. So it's, but it's so much fun. I wouldn't have it any other way. I think this is the future, and I think we are way ahead of the future.
Yeah, it makes you a better broker too. Just for reference, Joe Grisafi is a broker registered 33. Connor, myself, Rick, you're not registered, correct?
Nope, I'm more of an IT guy.
Special but, agent, we'll call you.
Yeah, there you go, special agent. Another hidden figure is Kat Sullivan, who's on vacation this week. She does a lot behind the scenes that we all appreciate, but never really understand how it got there. So
yeah, she was doing stuff for us last night. I tried to make a thumbnail, and she instantly made it better. So also, let's talk about our research department, Dr. Larry.
Yes.
When we started the show, he came up to me. He said, anything you need, I'd love to help you with. And I said, you're kidding, right? I go, shouldn't you be on a beach somewhere? He's like, no, I love doing this. And I don't think he'll retire. I think he'll just, you know, like old farmers, they just one day aren't there. But he's the best at it. And Brian and our whole research team, of course, individual brokers on the commercial department, individual brokers like Ryan Grease down in Texas, always sending us notes. Guys, you should talk about this. So from our own brokers, our own clients, truly doing this show every day made me a much better broker. It's made me a much better communicator. I can tell Connor personally, your net worth went up tremendously because the number one thing that I got out of this show was calling two guys like Connor and Brady 9-10 months ago. And I remember very specifically, Connor, how many speeches do you give a year? Do you remember what your answer was?
I don't even remember.
You said about 5. I do 5 public speeches a year. You now do 5 public speeches a week. And so you have added tremendous value, whether it's here at Advance or if someday you're not at Advance, your value is much greater because you've become a great speaker and communicator. You're a good listener. You have to listen to my BS all day and wait for your turn to talk. And then you plow over me and nothing happier than when you say like, hold on, I got something else. And what I've learned about podcasting and speaking is the reason Joe Rogan's so good isn't because it's because he's a good listener. And so we need to listen to our clients at Advanced Trading and ask them what they want. And I believe they want more of this. I'll give you one example. I was on vacation in Florida, but as you know, I don't really take vacations. I just kind of may work from somewhere else. And soybeans, no beans went up to 12:05, 12:10. I recorded something at 8:30, released it, said, you have to watch this. I'll be up all night. And I had like 7 clients come in and hedge beans that night. And then the next morning, beans were up on maybe a 50-cent rally in 48 hours. Now look at where we are, guys. So sad trombone there. But don't say we didn't try. Go ahead, Connor.
Good. Yeah, good segue. Hey, I put these charts together. Corn, soybeans, day 1 since we started ATI Pro Media, and day 100. So some people aren't super happy with us starting this, Tommy, because since we've been doing it, corn, soybean markets have been super negative, right? We started up, D's 24 corn was above 5. Soybeans well above 12. And as you can see, look at that trickle down effect since we've seen. So hopefully, right, the next 100 days of ATI Pro Media, we can pop that chart again and it'll be a little more friendly.
Be interesting. maybe it'll be interesting. Yeah. All right, Ray, get in the show. Rick, we forget to thank anyone? We've had, Drew, and everyone.
Our leadership from ATI. Has been tremendous. As you know, we're powered by ATI, so the fuel that's underneath this is all the people that are part of Advanced Trading. So thank you to everyone.
Also, we have to thank our contributors. I have reached out to some of the most brilliant minds in agriculture, and we do have a budget where we can pay people, and most people have declined to take the money. And it's not that they don't need it or want it. They just want to be part of something, and they like what we do and say we're legit. And there's other services like this out there too, folks. There's some great services. I have all types of friends in the industry who were mentors that we've grown up together. And you got to find the music you like, right? So look at these as Spotify channels and go find what tunes you like to listen to and put your head out the window and go 100 miles an hour like you're getting ready to do as a farmer. So with that, if we forgot to thank someone, you could personally call me, text me, 1-855-737-FARM, and say, you forgot to say my name. But I got one, Jesse Allen. Jesse Allen, when we started this, we reached out to him, of course, 22 Creative Group, helping us on some of the production and stuff like that. So Jesse Allen really held our hand through the very, very beginning stages of this. And then we have a lot to grow. I look really forward to seeing what this looks like 1 year from today.
Got another one for you. Oftentimes, because we're all over the country, right? Our InfoTech team for technical support when we need it most, they're there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, 100%. And they are, it's funny because if, great point, Rick, if I used a virtual background like you have, no one would ever know where I am. Like I'm telling you today, I'm in Valparaiso, Indiana, but if I did a virtual background every day, I could be like one of those TikToks where the guy's actually at a beach and he's on a conference call at work and he has a green screen behind him.
And I tried to convince you guys that I'm in a meeting room and you guys are late for the meeting.
In the White House or something. So you're in the doghouse. All right, let's get in the show. Yeah, thanks,
let's
everyone.
Let's do it.
See ya.
All right, questions, comments. Let's light up that comment line. Connor, Brady must really be sick. Brady, get your butt in here, kid. I'll shoot him a text, but maybe he'll do a cameo. Why don't you go over the headlines, my friend?
Yeah, let's do it. First one we got, we've had a flash sale, 138,000 tons soybean cake and meal delivery to Philippines. Great to see. You know, March was a record number of soybean meal, soy oil produced, right? Good to see. I will preface that with saying, with all these plants coming online, we're probably going to continue to see those headlines that there's more records, but we'll take it, right, Tommy? So, one.
Absolutely.
We'll rock and roll, right? Here's one. I think Joe put this one in. Brazil's overperforming soy crop may keep padding global stocks. So this was a Reuters headline that we saw. And just looking at that, right, we're still digesting what's that soybean crop going to be. But if we have those big numbers, right, it could really hurt U.S. exports. And can I just say, when we started ATI Pro Media, you remember the rhetoric was they were not going to get these soybeans planted in Brazil. Soybeans crested $14. It was very negative. It's a testament to how fast things change to now we're talking about that overperforming soybean crop in Brazil, right? 4 months later, the narrative has completely switched, Tommy.
Very interesting. You cannot bet against technology and farmers. I mean, Mother Nature could pull some wild ones. We're going to talk about that in a little bit. But overall, if there's rain and there's seed in the ground, it's going to be plentiful.
Yep. Here's one we don't talk about. Paraguay, right? Paraguay, if we need a quick geography lesson, right? It's right by Brazil, Argentina, right there. Third largest soybean exporter, Tommy. You forget that, right? You think Argentina is going to be number three, but no. Argentina, right? They export the finished product. They're the number one exporter of soybean meal. But Paraguay, along the same lines, record soybean crop. They are experiencing some low rivers. It's kind of slowing exports. So I don't like to see that, right? Is we're seeing soybeans down. We're coming back a little bit. Soybeans down four right now.
They were down 13 before we hit go live. So we're having a rally. It's good to see nice strength in the wheat. Let's give a market update real quick. June cattle a little bit ago were down 30. They're now up 60. Feeder cattle up 120. Those changed. Hogs down 100. They've definitely calmed down there in the June month from their prices. Gold all over the board. Interest rates are higher today, and that is very much affecting things. Dow Jones up 200. NASDAQ still down on the day. Connor, as you see these interest rates go up, you're seeing that tech sector be under pressure. We're definitely starting to have a corrective pattern here in the stock market where rallies are being sold and dips are being treated with caution. Back to you.
Yeah, absolutely. Last headline I have, then we can talk in charts. We went a little long, so we can end the show too. But I got two more.
We ain't ending this show. I got flags to give away. We got to ask people to subscribe to premium. Where are you going?
I'm leaning toward the end. But anyway,
we're just getting warmed up.
Ethanol production is at a 12-week low. good to see. Kind of caught me off guard because I'm looking at these soybean meal numbers and all that. But yeah, ethanol production at 12-week low. We could really use a good ethanol guy, Tommy, one that can really talk RINs and all that. But the one, you know, one thing we haven't talked about, I talk about Brazil, Argentina a lot, but that's going to be this leaf hoppers disease in Argentina. So we saw the Rosario Exchange, right? They're forecasting another cut to their corn production. They're at 50, USDA at 55, not as big as the difference between CONAB and the USDA, but still we're seeing that corn production dip in Argentina, and we're still evaluating, could this leap, right? We got a long way to go for that corn harvest to progress, right? They got a lot still left to go. And so is this leafhoppers disease going to get worse? It's something that we're really going to have to closely monitor and see. And we're already seeing production cuts in Argentina.
Yeah. Okay. On the tinfoil hat side, last night before I went to bed, I'm looking at X and I see these pictures of Dubai airport and these planes landing in feet of water. And I was like, this can't be real in this AI. But tinfoil hat part, there's talk that the governments or agencies went up and you release stuff from planes. You can Google it and it'll pop up right away. This isn't like I just made this up. What we do know, facts, is this Dubai area received more rain in 48 hours than they receive in years. And there was massive flooding and people died. And they think that maybe they went up and the technologies out there do it. But could this have been man-made is the question. So the question, and what will end up in the YouTube short, is, there's the water. See that little white car down there? And the planes, they're surrounded by water. An absolute disaster in Dubai. So go on X or your favorite social media. Just search floods in Dubai and get your tinfoil hat out and say, was this man-made? What do you think, Connor?
I mean, when I hear flooding in the desert, right, it pricks a few questions up.
It's biblical, right? Biblical flooding. In the desert. So,
yeah. And you hear whatever the term, I don't know the term where they man-made, you know, artificially create the rain. There's a term. I can't remember it, but yeah.
Farmer Brett.
Thank you, Farmer Brett.
You weren't going to just let us stutter over our words here. Farmer Brett with the cloud seeding. Connor I'm in a good mood, baby. I'm in a good mood. Let's keep going. Yeah. I want to give away today for our 100th episode, 10 flags. The first 10 people in the next 24 hours who call 1-855-737-FARM, 1-855-737-FARM, we'll send out an American flag, even if you're from Canada. And you know what, Canada? I feel you, brother. We'll send you one, too. 10 flags going out today. Got to get to us in the next 24 hours, celebrating our 100th anniversary of ATI Pro Media. Of course, if you like premium content, you should subscribe to that. Yesterday, Michael Reginelli with Merchandising Magic really broke out. We went through all the spreads. We went through May, July in corn. We went through May, July in wheat, May, July in beans. And he talked about, May, July corn spread has popped. And why? Now, I know why. You know why. Hey, viewer and listener, if you want to know why, click and subscribe. Go to www.atipromedia, $30 a month. Cancel after any month, and we'll send you a flag if you do it today. So good mood. First 10 people to call. Don't even have to subscribe. Flag coming your way. Going to cost me, not you. Anyone who subscribes today to premium will send you a flag also. So what we're saying, folks, is the first month is on us. That's a high-quality flag. If you love America and you want to get educated, subscribe to the show. We do this every day for free, but of course, you know, we'd like to take it to the next level. We have someone real special coming on this afternoon, a farmer from Nebraska. Uh-oh, phone lines are lighting up. Here they go. Hopefully,
get Gina's that guy a flag, Tommy.
hopefully we'll get that. Joe, if you need to get that, go ahead. We'll take over the show from here, my man. All right, producer Joe, lighten up. The phone lines are lighting up. 1-855-737-FARM. We got him on line one, line two. I feel like a telethon here. Giving away American flags. Let's get in the questions. Any other comments? We got to talk about lumber. Lumber. I sent you that.
You got that chart ready, Tommy?
Oh, do I have that chart ready? Ask and you shall receive.
Look at that. So when I think lumber, I go back to 2020 when it went parabolic, right? 2020, I think it was into 2021 where it was just unreal. And so now, right, we're seeing the opposite, right? Tommy, what are you seeing? Why are we seeing that big pullback just in the past month on lumber?
I would say I don't know except for this, what I do know. Let's go back a little bit. I want to show you something, everyone. We're going to go back and talk about a weekly in lumber. And just to give you a little color on how wacky this son of a gun was back in the day. We got to go further back than this. Let's see here. And I'm looking.
We got to go back to I want to see COVID time frame.
I don't know why it's not going back on my charts here. We're getting a little crazy. But lumber was at a much, 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 much higher level. And so much higher than this.
And that's only 2022, but yeah.
I have the front month most active, but for some reason I'm having a hard time with data. So let's kick it daily. A couple things. Interest rates have ticked up. They are not ticking down. They've ticked up. Lending standards have changed. I actually have a call after this with someone who's heavily involved in real estate, who's actually probably going to hire advanced trading to help hedge interest rates. And that's something I'm very qualified to do as someone who stood in the Treasury complex for many years. I understand how to hedge interest rates. We do a little bit more than just corn around here. At least I do. So I'm going to help someone hedge some interest rates there because they also bet on the big media that there was going to be 5 rate cuts and their business will be very, very much affected. So a portfolio of hundreds of millions of dollars of real estate hooked to the interest rate moving. This could be a sign that the market's calmed down. Also, And I'm shooting from the hip here. When you keep lumber prices as high as they were during COVID, they were high for several reasons, mostly a lack of labor. People like myself put on a new deck. So supply, everyone stay home. Let's put on a new deck. Let's do this. Let's do a project. My wife wants to do this, put up a fence. But then the lumber industry had a massive labor problem. Take 4 years after that, we're getting to more of a normalization where I bet you 4 years from now, cocoa prices won't be where they were. I bet you 4 years from now, coffee prices won't be where they are. Anytime we shoot a market up like we did several years ago, corn had a 7 in front of it. It now has a 4 and a lower 4 at that. So that's my deal with lumber. But that caught my eye. It was down, 16 out of 17 days, Connor?
I didn't know the numbers, but yeah, you can tell by that 17 chart.
Days, lumber is trending down. So you got a home project you want to do, maybe get that
now's,
done.
Now's the time, yeah.
What else do we have?
Let's do. I think the questions are piling up. I see quite a bit over there. If we start pop, I don't know if they're questions or comments, but pop them up, Joe or Rick. Congratulations, buy your boys a cake, Tommy. Luke, thank you. You've been a contributor for. It feels like day one, so thank you, Luke. And also, Tommy, if you're going to buy me anything, maybe not a cake. I'm thinking something a little more liquid,
barley? Want to support farmers and get
there,
some barley?
Now we're talking. Now we're talking.
Or some sour mash. We can go down to Kentucky and, we could kick it old school. All right, Ashley from North Dakota. Congrats, Tommy, on 100th episode. Add you to my morning routine. Hope to see you soon, my friend. Yeah, Ashley's been a big supporter since the beginning. I did get to say hi to her at Kamai Classic. That was fun. And thank you. I hope we're adding value. Awesome. Connor B., look at that.
Thank you, Josiah. Thanks for watching. Appreciate ex coworker, now a friend. Thanks for watching, Josiah.
Yeah. Grab that one.
Average rain, average rainfall yearly is 3.5 inches in Dubai, which means they had 2 years worth of rain in 24 hours. Can we equate that to Brett? Do that math. How much rain would Kansas need to get 2 years of rain in 24 hours?
Unbelievable. Golly, probably 20 inches, huh? Luke, lumber futures insanity in 2020 was 100% supply side shenanigans. None of the local sawmills slowed down one bit in NC or SC or Georgia. Good point. But Luke, when I think of lumber, I also think of Canada, and they went full blown, they went on COVID lockdown. And so different set of scenarios there. Interesting though. And we need to do a little bit deep dive into lumber. One other thing I'd like to add to ATI Pro Media that we haven't been doing that we need to do a better job is dairy. And we need to get our dairy folks involved. We'll get some dairy experts, even if they don't work at advanced trading. I have nothing against bringing other brokers from other shows. We need to get some of the best minds in agriculture on this show. It's not just an ATI thing. I think people would be very happy with the premium content coming down the road. Lumber contract change specs, and your chart is the new contract. Interest rates have an impact on lumber.
That's why we couldn't go back that far.
Tony Dunker, Quincy, Illinois. Tony did make a note the other day that farmers in her area were ripping it and gripping it. And you know what? She sent the an audio bite. She's like, you should see it around here. It's crazy. I said, well, what's it sound like? And she's like this. They're getting going. From any of ATI Pro Media going live. Of course, we I'm just having too much fun with these bells here. Of course, we want you to click, like, and subscribe. We'll be here all week.
You're hitting all the buttons.
All right. I hope all you as farmers ring the register this year, but there are no guarantees. So yesterday during the show, I said that I hear this word profit thrown around a lot. Kind of a dirty word if it doesn't happen. So again, light up those phone lines, free flag for the first 10 people that call 1-855-737-FARM. We are on Spotify. If you want to listen to us, we are on YouTube for free. We are on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. Our favorite place for us all to meet is YouTube. We are on X. And yeah, we've had a lot of, been an interesting 6 months doing this. So anything you want, I'll let you finish it up, my friend.
Yep. Looking forward to the next 6 months, Tommy. You know it's going to be a ride. We don't know. It's why we go live every day. We have no idea what the markets are going to tell us. So I'm going to have a lot of fun digesting it with you, Brady, Rick, Joe, and with everyone watching. So with that, happy Thursday. And thanks, everyone, for watching. Have a great day.
See you, buddy.
Thanks for joining us. We're here every day, 9 a.m. Central. Don't forget to like and subscribe. We'll see you next time.